In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with USMEF economist Aaron Borer, who discusses the long-awaited slowdown in Australia's beef production and exports.
We had already gotten through our drought situation here in the U.S., but Australia was still liquidating historically large numbers, about 2.5 years of drought-induced increases in production. Everyone has been watching and knowing that these kill levels were not sustainable. So starting the year, Meat and Livestock Australia was expecting about a 14% drop in production and 20% drop in exports. But so far in the first half, we hadn't seen any slowdown materialize, and exports continued to outpace last year's record levels. But finally in July, we saw their exports come in line with last year, and then in August, they were actually down about 5% from last year's strong pace. This coincided with a decrease in Australia's kill numbers, which have slowed since June and are now running well below last year.
Borer says the tightening of Australian supply should help narrow the price gap in key Asian markets.
So as we look at smaller Australian supplies going forward, we do expect our competitiveness to improve in the Asian markets, especially places like Korea and Taiwan. We are already gaining market share. But where Australia really has advantages is Japan with their economic partnership agreement. They'll see more than a 10 percentage point tariff advantage next year. The other place where they'll maintain a clear advantage is China, where they have direct access and they're China's largest supplier. And of course, U.S. beef still remains out of that market. So two key areas where they maintain significant advantages, more on the policy side, but across the markets where we do have access, even though we'll still expect the strong dollar disadvantage, we know that our competitiveness on these Asia cuts is already improving.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.